Well, did that get the blood circulating?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to. We're going to move a little bit later on from the living room to the kitchen and continue the jam session. But in the meantime, I thought I would share with you, since I'm teaching the language course here at Augusta, I'm teaching the language and culture course, I thought I'd share a very common expression with you so that if ever you come down to visit us, you can just kind of slip it in a conversation or something. We have a term of endearment that is pronounced sha. Sha. Can you say that? Sha. Now let's drag it a little. Sha. It sounds like it ends in, like, with the A in at the end, and it means dear or precious. We put it at the beginning of a sentence, at the end of a sentence, in the middle of a sentence. We give it as a compliment. We kind of cushion an insult with it, like some people have heard it already. They've been to Louisiana. Like, sha bébé, for a cute baby, sha bébé, sha ti bébé, mais you're not too smart, sha. It just kind of cushions the insult, you know. Where'd you go last night, sha? Have another bowl of gumbo, sha. It's just a very common term, and when you come to visit us, I hope that you would try to use it. It's not an ah, it's an ah at the end. I grew up speaking French and never thought that I would be here on a stage in Augusta promoting my French language and culture. I can remember a time when I wasn't too proud of it, and because my parents are uneducated, my mom doesn't speak any English. My dad learned a little bit of English. He used to watch The Price is Right with Bob Barker. They were pretty tight. And we do in our language, besides having a lot of Indian words, we have African words, we have Spanish words, and Acadian words, and of course French words, and English words in the middle of a sentence when you least expect it. My mom, who doesn't speak English, will say something like, put this on le stove. She would say, mets ça sur le stove. Turn off, éteins ce radio. Turn off that radio. Passe le mop. Pass the mop. And I don't know if you know masculine and feminine, but any English word that is put in our language is always masculine. It's always le mop, not la mop. It's le mop. And it's really, I look at it and wonder that people appreciate our music, that I grew up dancing with my aunt and uncle and with my mom. It's just amazing that it's become so popular and what it is. I can't believe it. My French language that my parents gave me because they couldn't speak English has opened doors for me that have been incredible, and I just can't believe where it's taken me everywhere around the world. And I'm not ashamed of it anymore. And I've brought people from all over the world to meet my parents, and they understand each other from France, from Quebec, from wherever. Yes, our language is still French, even though it's slightly different. And I think maybe the musicians are ready to come out here. We're ready to go continue with the cochon de lait and move from the living room and to the kitchen. And we're going to listen to the music of Leo Abshire. Let me make sure I have those straight. Put my eyes on. You notice the gray hair? Well, it goes, the eyes go with it. I've been teaching 24 years. You know where I got the gray hair. That explains it. Mr. Leo Abshire, Mr. Horace Trahan, Vorence Berza, and Kevin Berza. Please give them a very, very warm welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to draw a little waltz for y'all right now. It's called Tous les Soirs, Every Night. Thank you. Okay, we're gonna do this song right now. It's called "J'étais au bar hier soir." Went to the dance last night. Comme ça, bien, bien, tu es deux.
Thank you.
We're going to do a beautiful old waltz now, something called La Valse de Mèche. This is something my father and I recorded back in about 1961. Thank you.
We appreciate it. And this last song we're going to do is the traditional last song at the Cajun dance or dance back home. It's called Home Sweet Home. And after that, everybody goes home. So. But y'all don't go home because we got a lot of great music coming up. And we appreciate y'all listening and being so supportive. Thank you. We're going to finish with Home Sweet Home.
Thank you very much.
Wow. I feel like I'm at Fred's. I feel like I'm at the Pussyat Club in Roebridge on a Saturday night. Isn't that great? We're going to take a 20-minute break, 20-minute intermission. Please visit the Augusta store that's set up in the lobby during intermission and directly after the concert, and you'll find some of the recordings of these artists that are featured this evening. Also, you'll notice a banjo that's been made especially for this 25th year celebration by internationally known instrument builder Kevin Enoch. I got the name right. Kind of hard to pronounce my name too, Mounier. It's made especially for this celebration. It's just a one-of-a-kind commemorative instrument. Please take a look at it. There are tickets that are available for the raffle. And we'll see you back in about 20 minutes. Merci beaucoup.